Hello. This podcast comes to you today from Cleveland, Ohio, sponsored by Scrambling Science. Today's topic is balancing chemical equations. What I want to do with this podcast is to use it as a review and reinforcement of a reference sheet that you can find on the website titled Guidelines for Balancing Equations. I checked it. The form is there. You could print it or view it at any time. The equation that we'll start with today is H2SO4 plus NaOH yields Na2SO4 plus H2O. So that would be sulfuric acid plus sodium hydroxide yields sodium sulfate plus water. And so what a lot of people do to balance equations, and you could do this too, it's not required, but it's a good little assistance if you need it, is they list how many elements are on each side. So if we were to do that to start, we would see that there are three hydrogens on the left, two in the sulfuric acid, one in the hydroxide, and there's two on the right. We have one sulfur on each side. We have five oxygens on the left and five oxygens on the right. We have one sodium on the left and two sodiums on the right. So that's what it looks like to start off here. Now, in the guideline sheet, you'll see that it says to start with the largest compound and assume that it has a coefficient of 1. And the reason that this guideline works so well, and this is a really a good place to start, is because we could invoke the law of conservation of mass. And the law of conservation of mass says that you're going to have equal mass on the reactant side as the product side. And so it doesn't make sense that you're going to have a whole lot of heavy objects and just a few light objects, and those masses are going to equal. It doesn't work that way. There's going to be a lot of the lighter objects and just a couple or one of the heavier objects. In this case, objects being molecules. Now, do not agonize. You don't have to find the weights of everything. Just give it a quick scan and see which compound looks the biggest. And I think we would say Na2SO4. The sodium's clearly bigger than the hydrogen, and the sulfur's sort of cancel out there. And so we have Na2SO4, and we're going to give that a coefficient of 1. That's our starting point. Now, the second step, balance one atom at a time. Do not try to look at an equation and just try to form the whole thing in your head at once. People can't do that. If you see people like teachers that seem to be balancing these really quickly, it's not because they're balancing the whole thing in their head at once. It's just because they can balance one atom at a time fast. But everyone just balances one at a time. So we could start with the sodium. So I see that there's two sodiums on the right. I need two on the left. So I have to put a 2 before the NaOH. It is the only way for the sodiums to balance. Remember, we only change the coefficient. We cannot change the subscript. If we change the subscript, we're changing the identity of the material, and we can't do that. So it is not Na2OH. It is 2NaOH. Now, by doing this, we might have to unbalance one atom to balance another. And we did that here. In order to balance the sodium, we had to unbalance the oxygen. If you do a quick count with the oxygens, we'll get 4 in the sulfate and 2 more in the NaOH to make 6. We unbalanced it because we only have 5 on the product side. That is okay. Do not worry. Do not think you're doing anything wrong if you unbalance an atom temporarily. We'll go back and we'll get all those. They'll all be balanced. Now, we want to balance atoms found in many places last. And the reason we want to do this is that if we go to balance the oxygen in this case, and oxygen and hydrogen, those are very common atoms to find in a multiple places in an equation. We don't know which oxygen to deal with. Is it the oxygen in the sulfuric acid? Is it the oxygen in the sodium hydroxide, in the sodium sulfate, or in the water? So let's just leave that alone. We'll come back to that later. We like to balance atoms found in only one place first because it narrows all the options. So for instance, when I went to balance the sodium, I really didn't have any choices. It had to be a 2 in front of the NaOH because there was no other place the sodium was found. So let's go to the next atom in sodium sulfate, the sulfur. I have one sulfur on the right-hand side. I look over, I have one on the left-hand side, so that is all balanced. The next atom is the oxygen. Well, we said we didn't want to deal with that because it was found in a lot of places, so we'll skip that for now. Next, we have hydrogen. So we have 4 hydrogens total, 2 in the sulfuric acid, the H2 in the H2SO4, and we have 2 now for the sodium hydroxides, the NaOH. So we have a total of 4 hydrogens. We need 4 on the right-hand side, and we see that water is the only compound with hydrogen in it, so we know that is where we have to focus. Clearly, we cannot make it H4O. We cannot change the subscript, and we all know that water is H2O. If we make it H4O, we're describing some other compound that's, in this case, not even a compound. So we have to change a coefficient, and it looks like we could put a 2 there. So we have balanced the hydrogens, we've balanced the sodiums, we've balanced the sulfur. Let's take a look at the oxygen. We have 6 oxygens on the left-hand side, on the reactant side. 4 from the sulfuric acid, 2 from the sodium hydroxide. We have 6 oxygens on the right-hand side. 4 from the sodium sulfate, 2 more from the waters, so it's all balanced. And this is the reason we want to balance atoms found in many places last. What we find is that it just sort of goes along for the ride and gets balanced automatically. There is one last guideline to keep in mind. Balance atoms by themselves last. We didn't have that in this example. But if we get an equation such as H2 plus H2 plus MgCl2, and that forms products, we want to balance that hydrogen last because we could put any coefficient we need and it doesn't change anything else. And so that is a good one just to wait till the end. The last thing is how to write these. Let's look at the equation we just did. Sometimes for answer sheets, you're just not going to get that much space. So we have a shortcut way just to express these. This is more for grading purposes than it is an actual chemical procedure. I would answer that first one, 1 plus 2, arrow, 1 plus 2. And those are the coefficients. And so we take out the actual chemical formulas, we just put in the coefficients with all the arrows and plus signs, and this is just a way for us to write it out quickly, and to be honest, a way for me to grade it easier in class. So we give you a line at the bottom to, after you do your work, to just write the answer. So this is more of a individual classroom idea. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast and found it entertaining and educational and helped you with your understanding of balancing chemical equations. Remember that you can get more information on this topic from the class website, or you can always send me a note on either Facebook or via email. Refer back to this topic when needed, courtesy of Scrambling Science.